It's May 31st, 1915. I'm thrilled to be among the first to hear the song of the Western Robin at Land's End. They haven't always been here. I look around me. For once I can feel as much as hear the presence of the water. It is right under my feet, even where I cannot see it, running through cracks in the bedrock, seeping up through the sandy soil, moving the earth itself in slow fits and sudden starts. The fresh water is in part what brings the birds, and then there are the trees, the low shrubby willows on all sides of me, and the Monterey cypresses that spread their branches in the distance. The willows have been here for a long time, but the cypresses are a new addition to the landscape. Sutro started planting them to make the treeless dunes look more like home. They were the best that he could do. The military and then the city will keep planting them as wind breaks. Finally, in the early 21st century, the Park Service will plant them again, mostly because people have gotten used to seeing them. The robins will continue to come, until they are no longer rare, until people scarcely look up when they hear them. And yet each one represents a small bargain with humanity. To live among the trees, the robins have gotten used to seeing the people.
Stop your CD or MP3 player here. Continue to the stairs leading to Mile Rock Beach. Keep to your right when going down the stairs, and walk out to Land's End Promontory, where you will find the labyrinth.